check your calendar. If the date says August 19th, then today belongs to us. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where the headlines come with the context a pilot actually needs. Today is National Aviation Day, and I want to spend the next few minutes on what that really means, where it came from, and why a birthday from 1871 still shows up on a federal calendar. Here's what you need to know. National Aviation Day is not a marketing invention. It is an official observance, and it lands on August 19th every year for one reason. That is the birthday of Orville Wright. Flying Magazine is out this week with a look back at a century plus of innovation tied to this date, and it's worth pulling apart. Before I get into the history, let me thank the people keeping the lights on today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com now, the history. Orville Wright was born on August 19, 1871, in Dayton, Ohio, together with his brother Wilbur. He did the thing everybody said couldn't be done. On December 17, 1903, at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, the Wright Flyer left the ground under its own power with a pilot aboard and came back down under control. 12 seconds, about 120 feet, shorter than the wingspan of a lot of the airliners you'll ride in this week. But here's the part. The 12-second headline doesn't tell you. The Wrights didn't just get lucky with an engine and a good gust of wind. They solved control, roll, pitch, and yaw. Three axes, that's the breakthrough. Plenty of people before them got something to hop into the air. The Wrights figured out how to steer it and how to keep it from killing the person flying it. Every airplane you've ever touched, from a Piper Cub to a Boeing 787, is still using the fundamental idea those two bicycle mechanics worked out over a wind tunnel they built in the back of their shop. So how does a birthday become a holiday? Roll the clock forward to 1939. President Franklin Roosevelt issued a presidential proclamation designating August 19th as National Aviation Day. He picked Orville's birthday deliberately, and here's a detail I love. Orville was still alive to see it. He lived until 1948. Think about that. The man made the first powered flight and then lived long enough to watch four-engine bombers cross oceans and the first jets take to the sky. One human lifetime, from 12 seconds over the sand to the doorstep of the jet age. The proclamation authorized the president to designate the day each year and to encourage Americans to observe it with activities that get people interested in aviation. That's the whole point. It was never meant to be a museum piece. It was meant to pull the next generation toward the airport fence. This affects you if you've got a hangar, a flying club, or even just a keychain with a wing on it. Because National Aviation Day was built for exactly what a lot of you already do. Fly a kid, open the gate, let somebody sit in the left seat, and put their hands on the yoke. Let me connect this to something current, because I don't want this to be a pure history lesson. The general aviation community is wrestling with a real numbers problem, and it's not partisan to say so. The pilot population is aging, the industry needs mechanics, it needs air traffic controllers, and it needs pilots at every level, from the flight schools to the airlines. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, and organizations like the Experimental Aircraft Association, the EAA, and the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, OOPA, have all been pushing hard on youth outreach for exactly this reason. Programs like Young Eagles have flown well over 2 million kids since the early 1990s. Every one of those flights is National Aviation Day in miniature, just on a random Saturday. So when Flying Magazine frames today as the industry reflecting on a century of innovation, that reflection has a forward-looking edge to it. The century behind us is the easy part to celebrate. The century in front of us depends on who we hand it to. Here's what you should actually do about it, and this is the rare news segment where there's a clear action item. If you fly, take somebody flying today or this weekend. Doesn't have to be a stranger. A neighbor, a coworker who's always asked about it, a kid who stares up every time something goes overhead. You don't need a program or a permission slip for a 2:30 in the pattern on a calm evening. If you don't fly yet, this is your sign. Go to your local field, find the flight school, ask about a discovery flight. Most airports have somebody who will take you up for an hour and let you fly the airplane, actually fly it on the first lesson. That's how almost every one of us started. Somebody left the gate open. And if you can't get to an airport today, do the small thing. Look up the Wright Flyer. Read about Kitty Hawk. Watch the footage of that first hop. It's 12 seconds that rearrange the entire 20th century. One more thought before I let you go, because I think it matters on a day like this. We spend a lot of time on this show talking about regulations and airworthiness directives and weather minimums and all the very serious business of doing this safely. That's the job. But National Aviation Day is a reminder of the thing underneath all of it. The reason any of us put up with the paperwork and the check rides and the ramp fees. It's the same reason two brothers from Dayton kept driving out to a windy sandbar in North Carolina until they got it right. We get to leave the ground. Most of human history, nobody could say that. We can. The reporting today comes from Flying Magazine's piece on National Aviation Day, with the historical record courtesy of the Wright brothers' own legacy and the presidential proclamation that put this date on the calendar back in 39. You can find more at radiohanger.com. Happy birthday, Orville. And to the rest of you, go find a reason to look up today. Better yet, go find a reason to be up there. Tower out.